And Dave, you've been taking a look at a way to repair blind eyes potentially in future.
That's right. Scientists from the Italian Institute of Technology in Genova have managed to stimulate a rat retina just by using a piece of plastic and some light. So there are quite a lot of diseases which cause degeneration of your retina, things like retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration, which are very common, especially in elderly people, and whereby your retina can't detect light, so you essentially go blind.
So critically, in those conditions, the photoreceptors that convert photons into nerve signals, they go, but the actual retina parts that give rise to the optic nerve going back to the brain, they're still there.
So the wiring's still there. So the idea is that if you can somehow put the signal into that wiring, you could still see. So what they've been doing is they've been dealing with a series of plastics, which when you shine light on them, they can produce voltages. And they've got a sheet of this plastic called P3HT. And they've discovered that if you put a piece of retina on the top in a kind of sort of salty liquid electrolyte on the surface, and then you shine a light at the plastic, you get enough voltage produced by the plastic to trigger these cells. And depending on how fast you shine that light, if you're shining it at 1 hertz, so flashing on and off once a second, about 95% of the time when you shine it on, you trigger the nerve cells. If you're shining it at 20 hertz, 20 times a second, it gets a bit less good 65% of the time. So it's not perfect, but it does show that just with a very, very simple thing, just a sheet of plastic and on top of a retina, you can actually produce signals, which should then, if the retina was attached to the rat, mean the rat could see.
Does enough light go into the eye to drive this thing, were you to implant this into the eye as a sort of implant?
So at the moment, there's enough light getting there, and it is would be stimulated by full sunlight, so you'd be able to see in full daylight. But as soon as you got into inside and lower light levels, it's not very good. So as it is at the moment, it probably wouldn't be an ideal solution, but that's something which I'm sure they're looking into developing and increasing the sensitivity and increasing the effectiveness of the stimulation.
What I was going to say, Dave, is you said they have to put a sort of salty solution on the top. Is the eventual idea to have that supplied by the fluid inside the eye?
Yeah, so you're essentially filled with salty solutions. And so the idea, I think their idea is, and what they're looking at doing next is basically just taking a piece of this plastic, putting it in the eye of a blind rat and seeing whether the rat can then detect light. It has the advantage over other systems where they've actually used complex electronics in that it is just a sheet of plastic. It doesn't need any power. It doesn't produce any heat. And this plastic also seems to be fairly biocompatible. They've certainly grown nerve cells on it for 20 days and the nerve cells seem perfectly happy. So obviously it's a long way until you actually use it in humans, but it's looking quite positive.